Hi, welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live on the Healing Highway tonight with Ron Amatron. It is Monday, April 7th, 2014. We'd like to welcome everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have a wonderful hour of sample healings coming up and questions and answers from all of our listeners. If you'd like to send us a question, please do so at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And just put in the date and that you want us to read it live on the air, April 7th, 2014. And you can also check out Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, where you can find the picture of the light being. And that's over on the right. You can bring that up. Ron usually will charge that with some peace energy for our show. And also would like to tell everybody that there are a lot of really fantastic ways to find out about the Lightship. You can check out our questions and answers document and also our Wikipedia page. Ron also has videos of lectures and panel discussions he's done on YouTube. So those are all available through creationlightship.com. So hopefully if you're new, you can check all of those out. You can learn more about Ron and his work. We do 4 radio shows on BBS every week, and they are on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Monday, Wednesday, Station 1, Friday and Saturday, Station 2. So thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll bring Ron on. And Ron, maybe we should do a sample healing for everybody to kick things off here for the next hour.
Okay, so we're going to kick things off of everybody.
Sounds good to me.
What's hanging on that you don't like? So here we go. One, get rid of those bad Scoobies. So think of something that's attached to you. We could do entities. So let's do that. So releasing entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow, that was, somebody had something on them. So anyway, we'll energize the light beam now. Here we go. So releasing more energies. I still feel entities on people. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That should help. Okay, now we'll bring the light beam up. And go to creationlightship.com, bring the light beam up. Here we go. So stronger, bringing the energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, that's great, Ron. And yes, it does seem like there are an awful lot of entities out there. So if you would like to, there is a whole lifetime entity clearing that Ron offers. And there are also a weekly Friday calls where he removes entities, and those are great. So you can find out all about that at the top of creationlightship.com, where it's just a really huge wealth of information about ascension, light beings, Ron's work here on Earth, his mission, and all of this other great information that hopefully you can get a chance to check out. Also, I'm sure a lot of you know this, but just in case you're new, I wanted to say that there are so many wonderful ways to listen and access the BBS shows. You can find a link on the bbsradio.com Station 1 page, and right under the 3 players there, you can have the option to listen with any mobile device. So if you have a smartphone or a tablet or something, and you're, you know, wherever you are, you can just tune in that way. You can also check out the fast chat, and also there's a call-in option for the U.S. So if you're in the U.S. and you want to listen on the phone, it's 716-748-0150. That's 716-748-0150. So no excuses for missing the Healing Highway. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. All right, so we do have a lot of questions, Ron, and I'm going to get to those, hopefully all of them tonight. But if we missed your question or if you had a question in the past that never got answered, just resend it, because there's a couple of people using our email for the shows, and sometimes things do get missed, so hopefully that's not the case. But just send it again if you'd like it answered, and hopefully we can get to it tonight. All right, so the first one is actually a testimonial, Ron, and this listener writes, "Well, it cannot get any better. Thank you, Ron, for the visit to the spine adjustment room on the lightship Saturday." So this listener is referring to, Ron does these every month. It's a series of conference calls where there's a four-hour ascension preparation call on Saturday and then three consecutive eight-hour healing calls on Sundays. So you can find out more about that on his website. And I'll continue here. So this listener goes on to write, "Massaged by the light beings, I felt so much better after taking a fall on the ice." That brings up another subject. Every spring, I find myself saying, "I made it through the winter, okay," and then I take a fall in the spring. So I put up timeline crashes for that, hurting myself by falling down, running around 300. Glad to be able to take myself off those timelines. Thanks again. This also, Ron, I was thinking maybe you could enlighten us. It sounds to me like she could even have a barcode on her, like a reoccurring event barcode. Over to you, Ron.
Yeah, that sounds correct. I would say there's probably a reoccurring event barcode or something that's recycling. And just by the words about stating that out loud, that you made it through the winter or made it through this, that means that you're probably out on timelines also, having that experience. And down here you're saying, "Wow, boy, that's a close call. I made it," you know? So you're probably having the input of the what you're talking about happening on a timeline. Just didn't occur here yet. So, wow. Clear those timelines out.
Okay, yeah, and it sounds like that might be a good thing to do in conjunction with the timeline crashes. Now, the reoccurring event barcode, I know you have to name the barcode that you're clearing, so I wonder what that one could be called.
I'd probably figure out maybe just very simply that maybe accidents.
Yeah, like accidents or fall
yes,
barcode.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, so hopefully that helps. And it sounds like you're doing really well with the timeline crashing, so keep us posted on that. It's always a good thing to do those in kind of with whatever healings that you're doing. All right, so the next question or testimonial is, "As I roll the clearings, I'm understanding how deep we are in other beliefs, and I know I've been saved by the bell. I'm also aware that the confusion that grips me is just another attempt to control me. Thank you and your team for all that goes on behind the scenes to keep this available and accurate and to keep us on the CLS track in peace." So that is very true. And Ron, I wonder if we could do maybe a sample clearing for confusion.
Okay. So does the date have anything to do with it today?
Yeah, I think maybe on Mondays there generally is that kind of like energy.
Yeah. Okay. So confusion. Here we go.
Yeah, maybe we could clear the date. I'm not sure.
Yeah, let me see here. The date doesn't feel too bad. Okay, let's see what we can do here. Confusion. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, heard. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And more confusion energy is being released. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and I get these questions a lot. Thanks for that, Ron. And everyone, I hopefully, is feeling a lot less confused than I am right now. But actually, here's somebody else who's confused. And this person is confused on how to do timeline crashes. They're wondering, is it possible to clear timelines consecutively for 12 hours? And I believe we have somebody on the line who might be able to help us out with this.
Hi, this is Josephine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, nice and loud. You're good.
You sound great.
Okay. To explain about the timelines, sort of to make it shorter, rather than to go on each timeline, 1 through 20, if you take out the check that's, where it states select the timeline to crash, use the drop-down list below. Rather than to use the drop-down list, you can take the check out of where it says select, and then you can go to other emotion or location event involving the above emotions. There you would place crash all timelines consecutively on whatever your issue is. Then you will be crashing timelines from 1 continuously through 20, and when one timeline is finished, it will consecutively go on to the other timelines. So you can put crash all timelines consecutively, and then you place the issue in that box. As long as you take that check out on the top where it says select the timeline, this way you're going through all of the timelines. Is that sufficient to understand, Ron?
Sounds good to me. How about you, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it sounds really good, and I think that's very, very helpful to any listeners who might want to run the timeline crashes while they're, say, at work or sleeping at night. So as long
yes,
as
and you can...
Right. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
And you can put as many minutes on it as you want to. And, of course, don't forget to check the boxes part 2 and 3 because you'll be doing the spirit integration and optional 3 with the timeline removal and integration.
Okay.
And you can put up to 9,999.
Wow.
And it can go for over a week.
I go for up to
a week's time.
So this is all in the first part. So where it says, like, after you get your login information, it says choose the type of timeline to crash and release. Lightship freezes this timeline during the clearing. So you uncheck the box that says select the timeline to crash. And then you
Correct.
Enter your emotional issue. And there's, like, a whole long list of them. Or you could put
you don't have to do other. The reason I put other mm-hmm. is because in the box below that, where it says other emotion or location, that's where you place crash all timelines consecutively. Then you put the issue that you're working on. If you don't want to use the drop-down box, even if you use the drop-down box, if you want to put anger, you'll put anger, and then in the box below, other emotion, crash all timelines consecutively on anger. So you'll be going through all of the timelines on anger. If you have a separate issue that's not on the list, then you'll state that issue.
And crash all timelines consecutively, is that something you physically type in the box?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because you're not going to crash just one timeline. You're going to crash all the timelines consecutively from 1 through 20. And when the first timeline is crashed, whether it be 1,000 minutes or 5,000 minutes, it will consecutively go on to the second timeline, the third, and up to the 20th. Because as Ron has said once before, sometimes one timeline can take 1,000 minutes and another one can take 5,000. You do not know. But crashing all those timelines consecutively, this way you don't really have to know because it's going to go on to the next timeline. Did you get that?
Yes. The only thing I'm wondering is, like, say you have an emotion that isn't on the drop-down. Do you just select other?
That's correct. That's
okay.
Where I put other.
Right.
Then, for instance, I would put crash all timelines consecutively on my static
whatever issue
or something that's not listed, I put other in that box, yes.
Okay. And then a location event, I mean, that could be where something took place in your life that you want to get off of that timeline.
Right. But putting crash all timelines consecutively takes care of whatever issue you put in that box.
Okay.
You're going to do all of the timelines.
Okay.
Now, if you choose to do one timeline or two timelines only, then you can leave that check in that select box on top.
Yes, that makes sense.
If you want to just go through one timeline at a one at a time, in other
okay.
words.
And that would be
but
like
if you want to crash all of those timelines, consecutively is the way to do it.
Okay. And so that way, I think you can also put your picture in front of the computer if you're not going to be physically in the room.
That's what I do.
Okay.
I put my picture in front of the computer, and it continues running even when I'm not home, or even when I'm home in another room.
Mm-hmm.
Leave my picture on a computer.
Okay, and then all of the other options, you just leave those checked as they are?
I leave them. I check all of them. I said, you know, option of part two and part three, always check them, because this way you're always doing the integration. This way you're always doing part three with the timeline removal.
Okay.
And the integration.
So, yeah, that makes sense. If you're going to be
this
running...
This way you have everything...
Yeah, if you're going to be running something for 9,000 minutes, you want to make sure... It's being integrated.
Everything is covered.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Josephine.
Yeah, great. It's like a lot of help for people.
And yes, I think that's going to be very, very helpful.
Glad to help.
Thank you.
All right. So long.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. Okay. So hopefully this will make a lot more sense to you if you actually have purchased this clearing and you're doing the timeline crashes, because you actually see what she's talking about. And if you do have any questions about this, I can send you an image of what it looks like if you need that. So just email us if you have any further questions on timelines or timeline crashing. And we're at clsquestions.com. So also I should mention that Ron is going to be at the new Living Expo, which is going to be in San Mateo, right outside of San Francisco. And you can find out more about that at newlivingexpo.com. That is April 25th through the 27th. So that's coming up, and hopefully you can join him there and check out the light chamber and all of the wonderful lectures. There's a really great guide there on the website, and it talks all about what the lectures that Ron's giving, where they are, what the subject matter is. So if you can head over there and check it out, it's definitely worth attending if you are on the West Coast. So I will also say it's maybe a good idea to take a note of this show too, if it's or any show that you might want to revisit on an archive. If maybe you're like, oh, I didn't really get that, all of the BBS shows are archived, and you can listen again with the timeline crashing page up after you get your login codes and check out what Josephine was talking about if you're at all confused about the how to do that crashing consecutive timelines. But hopefully that helps, and it's always nice to hear somebody else explain it. I think somebody had a question about whether or not they could put a photo in front of their monitor screen, but I think we actually just answered that, Ron. So, yeah, if you're going to be doing a long clearing or a long timeline crash, you can just stand a photo of yourself in front of your monitor screen with the light being on it, and that will work just the same as if you were sitting there. So that's very helpful, especially if you are out all day and have to be at work, or if you're the only time you really have to do clearings is at night when you're sleeping. So that's great. Ron, we have a request here for a sample feeling body clearing. I don't know if you'd like to do that.
Okay. Well, let's take an issue that you may have stored in your feeling body. That's the way it normally works. So think of an issue If you use the word feeling a lot, then typically you do have situations going on in your feeling body. So think of that issue. If you don't have one, then just pick any issue, because it could be there also. It's hard to say what the magnitude of it would be, but here we go. So think of your issue and going to release that out of your feeling body, that one particular page out of that big book of stuff. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So the reason why I yawn during the clearings is that there are new listeners out there who probably have not had an emotional clearing, or maybe even some other clearings to go along with that. So what happens is you become a very heavy load on me because you haven't had a clearing. And that's why I do yawning. If everybody had clearings listening, then there'd be no yawning at all. So I have to go into your gunk and pull a lot of stuff out of you when I do these clearings. Somebody who's already had, say, the emotional clearing, then just the feeling body's corrupted, we'll say. But typically, I'm also going into your emotional body to release it, too, during this. And that's why the yawning takes place, because you probably have new listeners who are curious. And they haven't had any clearings yet, so naturally the baggage here is quite extensive. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And if you haven't had your whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's the one that is recommended before you do any of the other clearings or even the timeline crashes. I mean, you can still do the free clearings, but I think you'll find that after you have the recommended healings, which is the emotional healing, and you can find that under recommended healings at creationlightship.com. It's under the healing login on the left side of the webpage. So the emotional healing is the first one. You can just click on that and hit go, and you'll be taken right to the page where you can do your whole lifetime emotional body clearing. It's a wonderful clearing. It releases the imprinted energy of your emotional traumas from this lifetime, from your present age all the way back to conception. And Ron and his team usually do a version of this at the expos, where it's an emotional body clearing for the past 5 days of your life. And what usually happens is people kind of stand there and do it, and then you can actually see them looking more relaxed, more peaceful. They look clearer. And I always like to say, if you do this for the last 5 days of your life, can you imagine how you would feel if you did the entire imprint of this emotional trauma from your lifetime? So it is by far the most important healing to do first. It clears the physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. So it's eliminating the emotional blockages that you have accumulated throughout this lifetime. And I guess the way to look at it would be like if you're in a car and you're driving and you have all this stuff all over your windshield and salt. And like, I know back east here, we've just gone through a really horrible, difficult winter, and our cars all look like they've been through this kind of mud bath and salt bath, and they're filthy. So it's kind of like that's kind of how your body looks after you've gone through all this stuff in your life. So this really is like going through the emotional car wash. That's how we kind of like to talk about it. And hopefully you can get this clearing, because it's fantastic. And it will actually make you feel a lot better about probably all the other clearings that you think you need to do right now if you haven't done it. Usually after you do this, you're like, okay, I remember when I first started looking at the website, I said, oh, I think I need to do all these clearings. But after I did my emotional, there were ones specifically that I then felt were necessary and others that were not. So hopefully you will feel similarly after you are able to do this clearing, and you won't feel overwhelmed by the website, because I know sometimes people say that at the expos too. Okay, so moving on, Ron. This person has a question. It's kind of interesting. So if they bought an emotional clearing for someone that passed 7 months prior, could they leave the planet if their spirit has been reincarnated when their current body dies?
No, you're still locked in here. You're locked in until ascension time. So nobody can really leave here. A baby probably would, but the dark side would probably take the baby. That's why we have the deceased loved ones clearing to take the spirit out. So the emotional clearing is only for this lifetime. It has nothing to do with whether you reincarnate over again. Remember, Jesus came to do ascension, and that's why he was here, taking away people's guilt, fears, and different things in the emotional body back then. And that was for the people to have more spirit energy inside of their body for ascension. And that's what happened back then, and now it's the same thing now. Now, this time, 2,000 years later. But the emotional clearing will not, it'll just make your life better. It will not allow you to ascend, no, or to be out of here. So ascension is when the whole universe of light is turned off. And if somebody were to die, typically if somebody died, I would say roughly maybe 2 months ago, more than likely the dark side has them. So they're already in their whole life review, getting ready to get popped back in here again. And the spirit barcode, if they haven't been taken by the darkness, then that could get them out of here, basically in quarantine. They won't be ascended, but you know, the spirit will be out of here. But what you could say could be, in a sense, a pre-ascension, but they won't be reincarnating. That's why you want to have your spirit barcode. So if you don't want to be here, then do your spirit barcode so the dark side won't grab you when you're not in the body. That's the basic thing. So hopefully I answered that question. The other one that's there is the emotional body one. So remember, the emotional body just hangs around here. There's nothing about ascension. We'll never ascend because that's an earth energy. But those emotional bodies will haunt you and come into you and give you all the thoughts of your person who died, passed on, and what you should have done for them. You know, they'll give you all that guilt because they probably want to have clarity on how you treated them, and then that'll bring up more stuff, more energy, which they need to live. So they'll probably really push your buttons on what you could have done to this person, and naturally you can't talk to them or see them, so they're going to go, that's going to go through your body with energy and live with you, maybe even. Maybe you might even want to stay with you. And, you know, you might think that the emotional body is a spirit guide, so, or an angel or whatever. That's what they are anyway. So, you know, it could be with you, helping you out even, but it may bring forth situations of thinking, seeing that person. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. And I think that does hopefully explain things. And, yeah, I guess the spirit barcode removal would be the one to do for getting your spirit out of here. But as far as, you know, I mean, I guess at ascension time, but as far as, yeah, for someone who has passed on, I don't think that, you know, there's anything you can do that would get their spirit out of here. Is that correct?
Yeah. And typically, if the body died, you know, the body will not ascend. The energy of the body could be, you know, rematerialized, but it won't be probably brought back again into a life form. So the ascension process is when a person is living with their spirit in it, to have the body get taken to where the next spirit of the earth is going to, and that's what happens there. So if somebody died, you know, 10 years ago, and their spirit is stuck in the land of darkness, and it has not chose a body yet, it's not going to go into that body that's in the ground and have that get rematerialized onto another location. So it's only for people that are living is what ascension is. And the spirit, hopefully you do the spirit barcode to get your spirit out of here if for some reason ascension does happen and you cannot take your body with you. And the dark side will take everything into the darkness, and that prevents you from being tagged and trapped by the darkness for another go around here on this planet so you're able to leave here. That's what it's about. That's you, Elizabeth.
So I'm wondering, Ron, and I'm hoping this is helpful to the people who are also thinking this, maybe, is if you have maybe an older relative or family members or your parents that you know are getting ready to pass on and won't be alive for the ascension, what is the best way to prepare or help them prepare for the ascension process? Is there anything that we should be doing other than the whole lifetime emotional clearing for everybody?
Well, if they're ready to die, we'll say, or, you know, and maybe they're not really too functional, the emotional clearing isn't really going to help them at all. I would do the deceased loved one's emotional one when they leave.
Okay.
The emotional clearing is for somebody who's living life and doesn't want to get brought into the traumas of life. So the emotional clearing, I wouldn't, you know, waste the money on it. It might help them live a little bit longer, possibly, because the emotions would maybe allow them to heal a little better. But, you know, I think you're asking, like, a person is, you know, diagnosed with an illness. Maybe they're already in the hospital. You know they're not going to be around for 6 months.
That's what I was asking. Or, like, if you know they're going to die within the next couple of months or years, like, what I would, and I was thinking, like, wondering if the spirit barcode removal would then be helpful to them.
Yeah. That you want to do so they won't come back here, definitely.
Okay.
As far as the body, that's with the emotions. It won't make much difference. You know, wait till the person passes on and then do the deceased loved one's emotional body.
And you want to do that, I think, pretty close to when they pass on. Is that correct?
Well, if you did the spirit barcode now, then you don't have to worry about anything. They could die in 2 minutes or, you know, 10, 20 years from now. They're already covered.
Okay.
But the emotional one is what you'd want to do when they leave for anybody, because that emotional body is going to be floating around. And you don't want to have that emotional body come into you as an entity and live with you.
Okay, yeah, that's usually what I do. And somebody on the fast chat is asking, can you do a spirit barcode removal on a family member without the emotional body clearing?
Yeah, you could, because the spirit is different. Yes, no problem.
Okay, interesting. So, yeah, I think that's an important distinction, too, Ron, that you just made about the clearings being for those of us who are living life and who want to have a more peaceful life.
Yes. So, you know, everybody should have that barcode taken off of their spirit so they can get out of here. You know, it's, that's why we put it up.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Everybody should have that. And if, you know, if you're living life and you want to have a more peaceful life, being more in the moment, remember the emotions take you out of the present moment, because people find your buttons and push them, and that gets you into your past reality. And then the past reality brings back your stuff and your ancestors' stuff, and now you're on the roller coaster ride. So do your emotional healing to better your life. It takes, you know, 15 minutes, your whole lifetime is done.
Yeah, and also there's an unlimited option, too. So if you maybe you have a job where you have to deal with a lot of other people, or you have to deal with the emotions of others, or the, you know, whatever, the moods and whims of the public, this is a great way to keep current with your emotional clearing. You know, if you have kind of a solitary job and you're not really interacting with people a lot, you know, I'm sure emotional issues will come up for you, but it's very helpful to have that unlimited option should you need it. Say, you know, you could just go in and then clear out whatever happened to you that week at work or that day, or, you know, whenever you should need it. Or maybe you have a tough family situation that you're going through and you need some extra support. So that's also an option. Just wanted to let everybody know. And I guess we can move on to the next question, Ron.
If I'm ready.
Okay, so the next one is, what does the heart-to-spirit connection clearing do?
Ah, good question. Okay, the heart-to-spirit one, that is designed to take away the stuff that's preventing your spirit from being in the heart center, and also can take away energies that, you know, like I talk about heart knots and pain and stuff like that. So the heart, the spirit-to-heart connection, it just allows your body and your spirit to be integrated more energetically and physically, to have more of that presence of your spirit online, in a sense, so you can communicate better with it. So just think of it another way. Think of somebody who's went through 10 divorces. We'll just say that it's a woman, right? And for some reason, she needed to know a lot about men and situations, so she had 10 divorces, okay? So the 11th one, she probably won't want to get involved anymore, I would think. But, you know, you never know. I would assume that she'd probably be pretty peeled with men at that time.
I would say pretty burned out, yeah.
Burned out, right? And so at that point, she just closed her heart down through all of her relationships. So how's the spirit going to connect with her? Where's it going to go? It could go anywhere in her body, but that's kind of where it basically chose that somehow, some when, sometime to do that in that location. And so that's probably, you know, in our time frame, the sacred place for your spirit. So what did you do? The only place you can go to is there, and you actually hardened your heart up, your energy system, so your spirit can't be with you. So that clearing helps for that. In fact, I heard somebody talking. This man was talking, and he says, well, I had like 15 divorces so far. And I thought, I looked at him, and he was kind of joking about it, but he said that's what he's had or something, you know. That's kind of weird, but. So, anyway, that's what it's for. So if you do feel like you're kind of angry all the time, you don't know what it is, that clearing may be able to help you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think there's actually a song called I'm Gonna Harden My Heart, and
yeah.
It's kind of talks about this. So I think a lot of songs actually deal with this very topic where people are just like, I'm done. And I think we touched on this like a couple of weeks ago where we were kind of discussing the distinction between being peaceful and being blissed out, or not even blissed out, just like shutting down emotionally because you just can't deal with it anymore. And I think it's very important to say that, is that, like, I think a lot of people out there have been through a lot, and hopefully the heart-to-spirit connection might help you actually rekindle that feeling of being alive and being in touch with your emotions, instead of just kind of like saying you're going to, you know, wipe the slate clean or never feel anything about anybody anymore, because that's kind of the opposite of being alive. But, you know, you just want to be more peaceful about it. So hopefully that answers the question. I should also point out that we do have another show coming up right after this one, and hopefully everybody can join us for that, because it's a great topic, and you can access it through Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. The topic tonight is Aliens, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Discussion about the introduction of alien life forms upon humanity through radio, TV, and film. In the recent years, the fascination about alien ETs and their interest in humans has increased in the media. Even the most seemingly benign children's cartoons feature alien creatures of some sort. This program discusses if aliens are real and why we may want to know why there are so many films about alien invasions and interactions in the movies. Many people believe aliens are here to help us, yet if so, are there any benevolent aliens shown in film? So Ron will be discussing this, and this is also a topic that he lectures about extensively, and hopefully if you make it to the New Living Expo, you can attend one of those. They're always wonderful. And the clearings that will be discussed tonight are the how to disconnect from the dark arts practitioners, the Master 4-in-1 clearing, and the reconnecting with your true spiritual home base in the universe of light and your spirit's twin flame. So hopefully everybody can join us for that. And that's coming up right after this BBS show tonight. So just wanted to let everybody listening know about that. And I guess we can move on to the next question. It's about the Mind Matrix bundle. And I think we got a question about this last week. It is there, only there is no information about it. So I will just look into that and get back to this person after the show. We did actually talk about it. So I think we named all the clearings that are on it on last week's show. So maybe you can check that archive out, and I'll relook again. So hopefully that is helpful. Oh, so this is interesting, Ron. And I guess this listener thought you might find this interesting. 3D printing has given us mini-me's. Cloning oneself as 3D in miniature is one of the first increasingly prolific services offered to customers. I guess it is some type of a affordable 3D scanner. So they actually talk about cloning oneself in a 3D miniature.
Oh, goody.
And I don't know, maybe we should do a sample healing for everybody while I check out the My Matrix clearings.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's bring in, this is what we do on the 8-hour calls, the floating magnet. So here we go. This helps to release pain in your body. So if you're interested in doing this, we have it on the 8-hour calls only. It's not a clearing on the website. We don't have it there. But here we go. A little treat for everybody. Think of a pain in your body. And here comes the floating magnet. So one, put your hand there. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And just kind of see how your pain is now. See if it's a little bit less than what it was. We'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okie doke. So, to see how that's doing. And that might relieve some of your tension and pain from your body.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I had a question on the fast chat from a listener who is wondering, if you're doing the clearing for another person, do you have to have a photo, or can you just use their name?
Well, a photo helps, but you don't have to have one. Rephrasing that, you don't need a photo. If you're going to be there on the computer in front of it doing the clearing. If you're not going to be in front of the computer during the clearing, then put a photo up. So we'll term it that way. So.
Okay. And the same thing for yourself. Do you have to physically be in the room while you're running the clearing, or can you, like, move around your house? Or?
Boy.
I would say if you're going to be out of the house, I would definitely use a picture.
Yes.
But if you're just, like,
yes.
If you have a small house and you're just going from room to room, I think that should be okay.
Yes, it would be. I would still put a picture of you if you're going to be out of the room. It may help
okay.
a little bit.
Okay, great.
Maybe 10%. You probably have a picture of yourself, so why not? If not, you could get your cell phone and, you know, everybody has one. Take a picture and send it, and maybe on an email or something, and then print it out and have a picture of you. So, and most people that I talk to now, because they heard us talking about this a couple years ago, I think everybody has a picture of themselves that they can put in front of their monitor screen. So I would say, you know, that would be very, very good practice. Because, what will happen is, let's say that you you heard about this now, and you think, uh-oh, you know, is it going to work? Well, yes, it will work. But, you know, this way it kind of like eases your mind because you might think, uh-oh, I had to leave the room. Is this clearly really going to work for me because I'm out of the room? You know, people will have that. So why not just get the picture? And, you know, it's going to help you out. And then you can, if you want, sometimes the picture will physically change in front, and, you know, just before your eyes as you're doing a clearing. You know, that that happens a lot. So you might see yourself smiling a little more, you know. Maybe some of the lines on your face might leave a little bit. You might have a different expression. I was doing a picture of Jesus at the last expo in New York, energizing it for a person who bought it. And all of a sudden, the two ladies go, boy, Jesus is now smiling at me, you know? It was kind of cute because they actually saw the energy of it change. So it was really neat. But yeah, that happened. So it is nice to have a picture of you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's great. So I would say that's great advice, Ron, and it's very helpful to everybody listening. So if you are going to be in and out of the room, the best thing to do would be to use a picture of yourself. That way you will be 100% sure that, you know, you're getting the energy. I don't know. I think it's great to just set aside some time. I mean, if you're doing a really long clearing, sometimes it's not possible, but if you could just set aside some time to just sit there and connect with the light being during the healing, it really is amazing. And Ron is right, the picture does something, and that's always very interesting to witness. And you can also select how intense you would like to feel the healing. It doesn't affect the healing, but it just affects how you are feeling it as it happens. So I did look up the Mind Matrix Bundle Package, and the clearings that are in that are the Mind Matrix Barcode Removal, a Cellular Mental Clearing, Whole Lifetime Orb Clearing, and the Alien Attack Removal. So that's four really intense, in-depth clearings, and they are all wonderful. If you can do that, it's definitely worth it. So somebody's asking about the heart to spirit clearing, and I think I just put a link to that in the fast chat, so you can check there. It's if you just type in the word heart in the search for a healing box, it comes right up, and then you hit enter, you get a whole bunch of heart clearings actually, and the heart to spirit, it's actually called heart to spirit connection. So then there are a few clearings, Ron. Actually, I'm glad this person wrote in this question because I wanted to ask you about this other clearing that I found. There's a heartache clearing, which I think we talked about, and that one goes, that's another whole lifetime clearing, and it also has all the generations. And then there's one called a heart-spirit interface body clearing. So I was wondering if maybe you could talk a little bit about that one, the heart-spirit interface, and how that might be different than the heart-to-spirit connection.
That one I got to really think about. But they're very similar.
This one has, like, generations, too.
Yeah, that one I need to think about.
Okay. Just curious in case anybody else uncovered that one. It looks very interesting. And I wonder if anybody has actually done this clearing who's listening. And if you have, maybe type in what your experience of it was into the fast chat, or even better, send us a testimonial at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Also wanted to say that the fast chat should be pretty much used only for show topics and postings. So if you could just keep it to a minimum and just really use it for questions that are relevant to the show. I know a lot of new listeners find out about Creation Lightship through the fast chat. So it's very helpful if it's kept to a minimum and is only specifically used for listener questions that are relevant to our show and the topic at hand. So thanks very much, guys. We really appreciate that. Just makes it easier for everybody and the chat moderator too. And it's very helpful if you put several question marks in front of your question and then also behind it. I know we haven't really talked about that for a while, but it does help the questions to get through. So it's excellent in terms of the communication we have for the show to just kind of keep the chatting to a minimum and keep it on topic and relevant to the show at hand. So we appreciate that, and thanks everybody for complying. Very much appreciated. So I also just wanted to say here, Ron, there was another question about sorry, I just lost it. Okay, so here's the question. Okay. So this person is wondering, how would they know which alien races have an ascension barcode on them?
Well, if you just do the spirit barcode, that will clear your spirit. It won't make any difference.
Okay.
As far as your body, which ones are connecting to you, you know, if you wanted to go more in depth, you know, that would be just go in there and see how you're feeling, you know, with each one on the alien attack page. But basically, you know, you do have a tracking barcode, and, you know, that's another way to get them off of you. I can't guarantee, remember, most people are used to thinking about absolute, you know. And with the aliens, there's no absolute. So you could do a clearing, feel much better, and they can come back on you again in the future, possibly. So, you know, just know that you may want to keep, you know, a clearing running if you feel more stuff happening to you. That's the sad part, is that they don't take no for an answer. You know, you can't just say stop. They don't care, you know, if they like you, like your energy system, because you're emitting a lot of emotions or something, then they'll keep connecting to you. So the clearings are there to help you in the present moment to get yourself cleared of these energies that could be attaching to you. And very possibly, if you know, had an alien race that was a certain name attaching to you all the time, and you maybe did 20 clearings on that alien attack page, they may just say, I don't want to deal with that person any longer. And then also, you know, they could also take you out on timeline. So that's why the timeline crashing is so beneficial. Because remember, they're only attaching to you typically because you have emotions and situations here. If you're very peaceful, they don't get any mileage out of you being peaceful as far as emotional stuff or pain. You know, there could be other reasons why they want you, but typically, everybody here is emotional, so that's why they're basically here to take and steal energy from you and your spirit. They steal your spirit energy and or parts, bits and pieces of you and your spirit. I'll throw that in there too. So looks like our time is getting close to the end here. So
yeah, and I just want to say, Ron, if they want to find out more about aliens, they should listen to the next show, because that's all about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, we should have put smelly in, but
yeah.
Anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you maybe in a few minutes. So blessings, and our next session that we're having is $20, and it's 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, or West Coast time. And we're doing the energetic cording tomorrow. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.